welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, time for another poem.
It's that time again, that's right.
So this poem, let's start with a typical patient, Mrs. Jones, who has diabetes, and her blood glucose is very well controlled, but she has high blood pressure. The question that the poem that you've chosen this week attempts to answer is how low should we go with her blood pressure? Hypertension, a common problem in patients with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Among those with type 1 diabetes, the incidence of hypertension rises from 3 to 5% at 10 years to about 70% at 40 years. The findings are different in patients with type 2 diabetes, but basically, 40% are hypertensive by the time they're 40 years of age. Hypertension strongly associated with obesity, and not surprisingly, hypertensive patients are at increased risk for bad things, both morbidity and mortality. Interestingly, there are two causes, or perhaps three causes, of this hypertension. One is diabetic nephropathy, but also extracellular fluid volume expansion that we see in diabetes, and also increased arterial stiffness compared to people without diabetes. Early treatment of hypertension, particularly important in diabetic patients, both to prevent downstream events like cardiovascular disease and also to reduce the progression of renal disease and retinopathy. Interventions, our listeners will know, fall into two categories, non-pharmacologic and pharmacologic. And mostly with diabetes, we end up very quickly moving to the pharmacologic intervention. The drug therapy in hypertensive diabetic patients is unequivocally protective. Evidence comes from all kinds of studies in type 2 diabetes. The studies sound like UKPDS and ADVANCE and HOT. Lots of meta-analyses of the data from those studies. Anyways, very little controversy about the benefits of reducing high blood pressure. Where the controversy comes is how low to go. So you found an article published in BMJ 2016, volume 352. Well, it's one of these web things. It's I-717. The question that it's asking is, what is the appropriate antihypertensive treatment goal for patients with diabetes? Mark, what did they conclude?
Yeah, those web things. Oof. The good old days when we could kill trees and print things.
Ugh.
Exactly. You're right. This is a big area of controversy, and we've got these two kind of competing narratives and, you know, two big studies that have come to different conclusions. The ADVANCE BP trial had diabetic patients and randomized them to, either a lower target, higher target, 120 or 140, no difference at all. Another big study, the SPRINT trial, took non-diabetics, high risk of heart disease, and did find a benefit. So I think there's still a good bit of controversy around this. Anyway, so they're trying to help sort that out. Say they found 49 studies, these researchers, with 73,738 participants. They mostly had type 2 diabetes and were being treated for hypertension. This was a really well-designed systematic review, generally good methods. The studies were felt to be low risk of bias. They didn't look at heterogeneity. That's one quibble with it. It would have been nice to see that. But otherwise, a well-done meta-analysis. And they looked at the effect of hypertension treatment in diabetics on mortality and cardiovascular events. Now, these studies weren't originally designed to compare different blood pressure targets. So basically, they took the studies and stratified them by whether the patients, the average baseline blood pressure was over 140 or over 150. And in both those cases, lowering it to typically below 140 did reduce all-cause mortality. So that's kind of what we'd expect. If they're over 140, over 150, lowering it helped. On the other hand, if they were cardiovascular mortality, MI risk, end-stage renal disease, those were also improved. So on the other hand, if they had a baseline blood pressure below 140, lowering it even more didn't decrease all-cause mortality and actually increased the risk of cardiovascular mortality. So, you know, basically, looks like the usual thinking around hypertension and diabetics is that, you know, if they're elevated, if they're over 140 or 150, we try to get them under 140. That still makes sense. If they're already under 140, driving it lower doesn't appear to have any benefits, may have some harm. So maybe that old J-shaped curve is in play here.
And we've certainly seen that in other places, well, in medicine in general, but even with diabetes, right? With we've done POEMS where you've suggested that hemoglobin A1C has that same J-shaped curve to it, that at some point pushing lower and lower doesn't add any significant health outcomes and may actually decrease because of side effects and things.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that doesn't seem too different from what, you know, what we would expect, I guess.
So systolic pressure somewhere around 140 and lower than that, not much benefit.
Yeah, or, you know, try to get them under 140. I mean, personally, I typically try to get my diabetics, you know, under 140. You have to use your judgment. You know, if someone is 85 years old and they're at risk of falling and they're already on two hypertensives, do you add a third one? You know, there's probably relatively little to gain there. You know, you could, particularly in a diabetic patient. In a non-diabetic, if they're at very high cardiovascular risk, it might be worth it.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.